25 to 30 miles per hour and overnight lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly to mostly sunny, windy for your Saturday, around 65 degrees. Warmer Sunday, mid-70s to around 80. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Our winds gusting out of the west-northwest at 37 miles an hour. We're at 66 in the nation's capital.
At 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
we are devoted to the defense of Israel.
President Biden with a new warning for Iran.
Former President Trump, House Speaker Mike Johnson appear together at Mar-a-Lago.
What's their message this election year? We'll go live to WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller at 5:15.
The latest on salvage and recovery efforts at Baltimore's Key Bridge disaster site.
What's it like being a police diver at the bridge collapse site?
I couldn't believe how big the bridge was.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
On Wall Street, a bad Friday. The Dow down 476. The NASDAQ losing 267.
It is 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Officials say a man stole a truck and intentionally rammed it into a Texas public safety building near Houston. He was identified as 42-year-old Clenard Parker.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m., where he was denied his commercial driver license.
Department of Public Safety Sergeant Justin Ruiz has more on the victims.
8 were treated and released on the scene of the incident. Unfortunately, one person has succumbed to their injuries and died at the hospital.
A student shot another student at a Dallas high school this morning. Parents say it's not the first recent violent incident.
The school is a joke. Seriously. For one, this is like the second incident that unhappened in this school within the last 14 days. It shouldn't have to take for somebody to get shot in here.
Iran is expected to launch an attack on Israel sometime this weekend. Some airlines are canceling flights to Iran, and Germany is warning its citizens to leave.
Iran has said it would strike back against Israel in retaliation for Israel's strike on Iran's embassy in Syria earlier this month. The attack in Damascus killed 7 members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, including 2 generals. President Biden told reporters during an afternoon event that his expectation of retaliation is sooner than later. And when asked what his message to Iran would be, he said, "Don't." He also warned that the U.S. is devoted to the defense of Israel, that it will support Israel, and that Iran will not succeed. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden is telling black voters he deserves another term. He delivered a virtual speech to the National Action Network's annual conference.
We've reduced black unemployment rate to its record low. More black Americans have health insurance than ever before. More black businesses are starting up than we've seen in the last 25 years.
Roku was hacked for the second time this year. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
As part of its response, Roku said that it's going to force everyone to start using two-factor authentication. That's where you get an extra password, usually by text message, when you're trying to log into something.
It was a rough day on Wall Street. As investors prepare for a possible escalation of the Israel-Hamas war in the Middle East and earnings reports from banks that missed expectations, the Dow dropped 475 points. The S&P finished 75 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Friday afternoon, April the 12th. We have sunshine, some clouds, windy right now. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 60s. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story this hour on WTOP. The mission is daunting. Crews have to remove tens of thousands of tons of debris from the bridge collapse sites in Baltimore, while at the same time, investigators must look into the cause of the collapse of the Key Bridge. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was one of the first reporters allowed in the command center near the collapse site. And he spoke with members of a police diving unit.
More times than not, the divers will actually close their eyes because they can't see.
The visibility is not good at all by the collapse site, and police divers need to feel around rather than look around when they're down there. Detective Sergeant Justin Updegraff is the commander of the Maryland State Police Underwater Recovery Team.
They'll move their arms left and right like a windshield wiper. We train like that in the pool. We put them in blacked out masks.
One of the divers who's been underwater at the site is Corporal Lyle German with the Maryland State Police Underwater Recovery Team.
It's a methodical search.
He says the best case scenario is you can see about 8 inches in front of your face.
Imagine shutting off all the lights and having somebody mess up your room and then you trying to find something in that room. That's essentially what we're trying to do. You might ask about a flashlight. Have you ever driven through the snowstorm and put your brights on? It doesn't really help at all. There's a lot of particulates that are down there.
In Baltimore, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Well, there at the site of the collapsed Key Bridge, dozens of people are involved in trying to remove all the steel and concrete from the channel and from the cargo ship, the Dolly, that is still at the site of the collapse. Baltimore District Commander of the Army Corps of Engineers, Colonel Esty Pinchason, tells WTOP they will not rest until every single piece of debris is cleaned up from the bottom of the river.
We are not going to leave the wreckage at the bottom of the channel. We are going to take it all out, even the wreckage that's under the mud line. We don't want to leave that behind because, remember, we maintain that channel at a 50-foot depth. We bring in our dredging contractors that come in and maintain that channel for us, and we certainly don't want them running into any left behind steel or any left behind wreckage debris. We are going to clear it completely out, and it might be challenging to get below the 50 feet where the steel came under the mud line and below what we would normally maintain, but we don't want to leave it behind.
Pinchason also tells us while they don't know exactly where the bodies of the three missing construction workers are underwater, they are committed to finding them.
505, the relocation of the FBI from downtown D.C. to Greenbelt remains a major win for Maryland, but a new timeline released by the federal government shows the move won't happen anytime soon. Latest now from WTOP's John Doman.
An updated report from GSA says construction of the new headquarters isn't expected to start before the 2029 fiscal year. The Greenbelt site's expected to be acquired by GSA later this year, and once that happens, there's a lot of prep work to do, including the construction of a new parking garage and a new interchange off the Beltway before construction on the actual facility begins. The GSA expects the FBI to move into the new building sometime in 2036, assuming presidential politics doesn't upend any of this, which is the biggest concern Maryland has about the project now. There's confidence that an inspector general's evaluation of the selection process won't change anything. John Dome in WTOP News.
506. Uh-oh. April 15th. Is this Monday? Did you put off getting your taxes done? WTOP's Kate Ryan spoke with a tax prep expert on what you should know if you haven't filed them yet.
Rob Bader, the director of tax operations at the Cash Campaign of Maryland, a nonprofit, says don't count on getting an appointment with most tax preparers now.
But there are a few options.
You can join those 19 million Americans expected to file for an extension.
But you do have to pay on time. Otherwise, the IRS will charge you interest for the amounts you haven't paid on a monthly basis.
And don't forget the feds aren't the only ones who will be looking for your tax returns.
If you file an extension, make sure you file it with your state.
And if you want to use a tax preparer next year,
call your preparer like in January to try to set up an appointment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
A 130-year-old company finally goes public. I'm Jeff Glable.
We'll have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
You got a service dog?
Actually, he's a deals dog. Since I'm looking for a new car, I trained him to sniff out awesome rates, member discounts, and fast decisions. Cool, huh?
But you know a Navy Federal Credit Union has all those things, right?
You're right. He's got the scent. Oh, wait. Nope. That's just the bacon in my pocket.
Apply for a Navy Federal Credit Union auto loan online, at a branch, or in our mobile app. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Message and data rates may apply. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information.
508.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th on this windy Friday. Dave Dildine.
Those winds not doing anybody any favors. Anybody who's trying to get to the eastern shore with the windy conditions of the Bay Bridge, we will not be seeing two-way traffic anytime soon, and you are faced with lengthy delays from Annapolis onto the eastbound bridge span. Delays begin near Route Boulevard, so that's nearly 8 miles of stop and go across the peninsula if you're eastbound on 50. Westbound, no hassles, 10 and 2 on the wheel across the Bay Bridge. On the Beltway through Maryland and Virginia. We've got volume delays, but we don't have any big crashes to speak of. 270 northbound, traffic at its heaviest near Clarksburg, but on I-70 westbound, traffic is still jammed beyond the South Mountain Rest Area and to a point past Route 66 where the crash at last report had blocked a left lane. 95 in the BW Parkway, some heavy traffic near 32 and 175. In Virginia, Falls Church, Route 50 near Annandale Road, crash response and police direction. 66, not a bad rush hour, heaviest westbound near Nutley Street. 95, slow southbound stretches anywhere between Springfield and Quantico. Route 1, traffic southbound backed up. Something going on in Dumfries. Don't know what it is, but better to stick with the interstate. Meanwhile, on Braddock Road near Shirley Gate Road, earlier it was a crash. Now it's turned into utility work and only one lane getting by. Westbound on Braddock Road. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Your weekend forecast, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rooney.
Moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, clouds are going to stick around along with those gusty winds upwards of 30 miles per hour. Nighttime lows settle to the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy conditions. Conditions will stick around. Gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour downtown, stronger to the west, where wind advisory is in place, around 65 for a high. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 75 to 80 degrees, lower 80s come Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Boy, our wind gusts are getting close to 40 miles an hour. We are at 67 in Springfield, 67 in Laurel, 67 in downtown D.C., brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 5:10. We've got money news 10 and 40 past the hour. Jeff Claybaugh.
Big losses kept losing week for Wall Street. Concerns about tensions in the Middle East. More worries about inflation and disappointing bank report earnings. Sent the Dow down 476 points by the close. The S&P 500 down 76. The Nasdaq down 267 for the week. The S&P 500 index lost 1.5%. More Americans are worrying about their own finances. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey says perception about personal finances fell to a four-month low. 39% say higher prices are hurting their living standards. Underwriters Laboratories, whose safety inspection stickers appear on electrical equipment, went public. Its stock gained 20% first day of trading. UL was founded in 1894 by an MIT electrical engineering graduate. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market with savings on fresh flavors and juicy finds through April 16th. Shop today.
Coming up, what is coming out of a meeting between former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson? It is 5:11.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets. Spicy or classic for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Well, later this hour on WTOP, do you know what petal porches are? We'll hear about another way to celebrate the cherry blossoms each year. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments, that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health. It's how we treat people.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
5:14, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are both at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, where they are now holding a news conference together.
I've been to 23 states now in the last several weeks, and everywhere we go, one of the first questions that people ask about is this issue of election integrity. The border is the number one issue in America.
This is the first time the former president and the speaker have gotten together since Mr. Trump became the presumptive Republican nominee for president.
Well, joining us live, WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill. Mitch, it was widely expected this joint appearance would focus on what Speaker Johnson just called election integrity issues. What are their specific concerns here?
Well, according to the Trump team, they are concerned about non-citizens voting in elections. Now, non-citizens are not allowed to vote in federal or state elections. Some places in our area, as our listeners know, such as D.C., Tacoma Park, College Park, do allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. But this concern being raised by the Trump team dovetails with the president's, former president's focus on immigration issues, which he just mentioned at the outset of this news conference. Again, reiterating his criticism of President Biden in connection with the border. And this is why you're seeing him and Speaker Johnson talking about this. Also, Mr. Trump has never been able to let go of what happened in 2020, so he's going to keep raising these election issues. For his part, Johnson wrote a legal brief on behalf of the former president in connection with election challenges, but like more than 60 other cases, the case in Texas was thrown out.
Mitch, this meeting comes at a politically tenuous time for the House Speaker Johnson. Is this being seen by him standing with Trump now to give more support and give more credence to the likes of like Marjorie Taylor Greene and the other conservatives, ultra-conservatives?
Yeah, this is a really interesting situation because you have Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has not stopped criticizing Johnson even after they met earlier this week. And yet she is fairly close to former President Trump and speaks to him regularly, arguably more than Speaker Johnson. So he is trying to get some of the political tailwind from former President Trump, and President Trump, former President Trump invited him to come down to Mar-a-Lago. This kind of heightens his relevance with some of the conservatives within the Republican Party. And then also, Speaker Johnson got a legislative victory, as we've been reporting today, with the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And that's another interesting twist because former President Trump opposed FISA being passed by the House, but Johnson himself voted for it. So it's an interesting series of contradictions here. But nonetheless, as you pointed out, Speaker Johnson happy to be standing next to the former president.
Well, and Speaker Johnson still hasn't indicated what he's going to do when it comes to having the House consider aid for Ukraine. It is supposed by many in the Republican conference at the behest of former President Trump. How's that playing out?
Right. It always seems like Speaker Johnson has these political landmines ahead, and that's because of that conservative wing of the GOP and his majority, which is the smallest in modern House history. He keeps testing the waters, trying to find something that might work on Ukraine. He's been in contact with the White House since he's clearly going to need Democratic support for any aid package on Ukraine. He's floated this idea of a loan to Ukraine, which Mr. Trump has indicated support for. But members of the House Freedom Caucus have basically said they'll oppose anything on Ukraine. We'll have to look for signs signs of former President Trump telling Marjorie Taylor Greene possibly to stand down for now on her threat to kick Johnson out of the speaker's chair.
Mitch, thanks.
You bet.
Mitchell Miller, WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent.
Top stories we're working on for you at WTOP.
President Biden warns Iran against an expected attack on Israel.
The House passes legislation the FBI says is crucial to stopping terrorists.
What's it like to dive into the murky waters of the Patapsco River among all that wreckage from the Key Bridge collapse? We'll hear from people who are doing that work.
We've got full details in these stories in the minutes ahead.
5:18. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We'll go to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
And speaking of President Biden, motorcade watch in the district. If you're coming in on 395, might want to go with another route in the near term. I think we're preparing for a stoppage of traffic near Main Avenue. And southbound traffic in the 3rd Street Tunnel might be held soon, along with some traffic on 295 near the 11th Street Bridge. We'll see. On the Capitol Beltway, traffic is flowing, albeit slowly. Many portions congested. Few major incidents. Very slow, nonetheless, on the Interloop hiking across the American Legion Bridge. If you're getting to the Bay Bridge, though, eastbound, it's going to take a while. From Annapolis, you are on and off the brakes from Rao Boulevard all the way past Arnold and Cape St. Clair onto the eastbound span. Too windy for two-way traffic. That'll be the case throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're shorebound, it's going to take some time. Westbound, no delays. North of town on 270, you're in decent shape. Save some slowing near Clarksburg. 70 westbound, still slow getting down South Mountain, but the crash after Route 66 should be clear. And I think both lanes are open. In Virginia on 66, minor westbound slowing near Fairfax and Centerville. Braddock Road westbound at Shirley Gate Road. It's one lane getting by a work zone. Eastbound on 66, delays through the Rosalind Tunnel near 110. Crash on the right, and you're getting by slowly to the left, heading toward 110 or the Roosevelt Bridge. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Dave Dildine. WTOP traffic.
How's the weekend forecast shaping up? Let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, temperatures will slowly fall through the 60s, eventually settling to the upper 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Wind gusts will remain brisk, 25 to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, a windy day, a mix of sun and clouds near 65 degrees. Gusts to the west in the mountains could be as high as 50 miles per hour. Not as windy on Sunday. Lots of sunshine. 75 to 80 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have got some wind gusts now from the west-northwest coming in at 37 miles per hour. Sunshine, some clouds mixed in, 66 degrees in Tysons. All brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Well, coming up on WTOP, it's almost time for the Boston Marathon. A preview ahead when we come back in 60 seconds.
Airline credit card rewards have helped grow America's travel and tourism industry. Last year, 15 million Americans traveled domestically using reward miles, supporting more than 183,000 jobs. But now Congress wants to pass a law that could eliminate credit card rewards and decimate the U.S. travel and tourism industry. Tell Congress to support travel and tourism jobs and oppose the Durbin-Marshall Interchange Bill. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/travel to take action. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
The savings rock when you find a new way to roll, like sharing the ride to work. Even if you're commuting just a few days a week, Commuter Connections can match you with others who live and work near you. It's easy and free. Plus, you can get cash and other rewards for carpooling, up to $600 a year. Get rolling on a new way to work with Rideshare. Register today at commuterconnections.org or call 1-800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to WTOP News.
5:22.
From banners to lights to balloons, pink decorations are taking over some local neighborhoods. WTOP's Lynn Bowie tells us more about Petal Porches. It's a popular cherry blossom festival tradition.
If you love cherry blossoms, head to the 600 block of A Street Northeast in Capitol Hill.
Around the top of the fences, we have cherry blossom flowers.
From one end of the block to the other, we have lights strung on both sides of the street in full pink.
Everybody got a bunch of Japanese lanterns in pink and white.
They won Best Blossom Block in this year's Petal Porches, a friendly yard decorating competition. But the real prize is the camaraderie.
We get our ladders out together. We have drinks together doing these things. And I think it's a really wonderful extended support system for people on blocks and something that even a small neighborhood should participate in.
A tradition that started during the pandemic is still bringing communities together. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
We'll see photos and video of the decorations on our website, WTOP.com.
Well, meantime, tomorrow, the district is throwing those cherry blossoms a parade. The National Cherry Blossom Parade kicks off at 10 in the morning, marches down Constitution Avenue from 7th to 17th Street. Like every year, the parade means a lot of roads around the parade route will be closed to traffic. There's also going to be parking restrictions in place for that area starting late tonight. District officials urge people to pay close attention to parking signs. Cars parked at no parking areas are going to be ticketed and towed. Keep it here and close to WTOP for the latest on road closures and traffic updates tomorrow and every day.
Well, another tradition. Monday, it's the 128th Boston Marathon. Now, ABC News has learned federal and local law enforcement have identified a number of potential soft targets.
11 years after the Boston Marathon bombing, DHS and the FBI say they've identified no specific actionable threats to this year's event. However, they have identified what they call a broad set of potential soft targets for an attack, particularly designated viewing areas. A threat assessment obtained by ABC News noting the most significant terrorism threat facing the 2024 Boston Marathon stems from lone offenders and small groups of individuals seeking to commit acts of violence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It will be a few more months, even longer, before the horse-drawn caissons are used at Arlington National Cemetery again. The horses stopped being used more than a year ago after two of them died as a result of poor living conditions and poor feeding. The Army says they're making progress in buying new horses, getting better equipment, and improving training. Leaders say they're also working to fix up the facilities. Army officials say all of this is taking extra time.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace here putting the gust into Augusta.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
He's here all week, folks. He's here all week. Yeah, it's pretty windy out there, Sean. No doubt about it. 30-mile-an-hour wind gust. You can see the sand blowing all over the place, and the golfers are having to deal with it. Right now, it's Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler top of that leaderboard right now as they work their way through the second round. DeChambeau's on 18 at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler is minus 7. He is on 10. Max Homa shot a 71. He is at minus 6. Nikolai Højgaard is at minus 4 after a 73. He's three shots back. Colin Morikawa shot a 70. He is at minus 3. Tiger Woods finishes plus 1. He makes the cut for the 24th straight time at Augusta. It's been a tough couple of days. Had to finish his first round this morning. So what part of his game is being tested the most since he hasn't played much golf?
Pretty much everything. This golf course will expose any weakness you have. The greens are they're quick right now. And this wind is all over the place. We have to play a lot of wind on putts, chip shots.